Hi, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Fuck. This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women.
And men. We need to change this up.
So on Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voices heard, guys. You can email us at
Hello. It's me. I think I can do that really well. Hello at niptuckpod.com. And you can message us on WhatsApp, emails, voice notes, essays, anything you want. Head to this episode's description for more info on how to get in touch with us. Your sex stories, your jeeps, your hacks,
your tips, just
your mind dump.
Yeah.
Any mind dumps, send over our way.
I'm not going to lie. I went on our Instagram this morning and a lady has sent a picture of her son's rash to me.
No.
Please don't send
them. Rashes.
I'm not a doctor.
Don't send rash. Where was the rash?
On his face, bless him.
Oh, no. Yeah, no rashes.
Sorry.
Your eye flicks interesting this morning.
Is one over
One's
here.
Not okay.
One is massive, that one.
This is me. Mine are never right, so this is why I feel I can say it to
Go
you
on.
Because mine, one of them is coming from almost the corner of your eye.
I can't do my own makeup. I'm really
no
bad.
Your makeup's good, but one flick, it's the left eye, the flick's just,
and that
off.
One's way wider than,
oh my god,
one.
Mine, I have one up there and one down there, so I look like I've got something like in my eye. Anyway, we're back in surgery, here we are. Ashley's got a funny flick.
Anyway, so I have had a weekend from hell. We've had two very opposite weekends, Lauren, haven't we? You
yes.
were out on the piss and I was at
No,
home.
We've had a full switch. So you were at home with ill kids doing like kiddie shit. I have been to a spa.
Stunning.
Then overnight with no kids. And then I went out.
Stunning.
So we've had an afternoon tea on. So we've had a complete switch.
Gorgeous.
Switch up. And it's nice. Oh God, your life's nice. It's nice,
right.
Isn't it?
I have said this story for Lucas. So yesterday, me and Ed, like, my whole house has been hit by this bug. And anyone, like, when I used to manage staff and they'd text me saying, I've got a bug, I'd think, do you fuck yeah. have a bug?
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, what a bug.
Is a bug even a thing? I don't get bugs.
Mate, when you get a bug...
Don't get them.
You wait till you've got a new baby. Wait, just you wait.
I don't get them.
I did not used to get them, but then nursery happens.
I didn't even get them then. Honestly, my immune system.
Well, you don't wash your hands.
The germs, the germs run away from me.
Right. So anyway, the bug life
okay.
chose me, and you know it's gonna take you when it's taken one person.
You know,
so it's
only
a matter
next.
Of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Ed is never off work and it's so bad that Ed has been off work all weekend and he's not gone in today as well.
Yeah, he's bad.
So I managed to get childcare for Teddy for a few hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. So Christine came.
Oh, so you gave Christine the bug?
Well, no, because Teddy was the one that gave us all the bug first.
Originally.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always from him.
Okay. He's the little bug spread. He's
yeah. Little boys are bug spreaders,
yeah,
and he's always got those two candles of snot down his nose.
Why do boys have that?
They're just gross.
Girls don't.
No, Saskia rarely.
They
had that.
Never has a snotty nose.
No.
But then when I see boys, and it goes
it's
into the
minging.
Mouth.
I'd,
honestly,
it's
boys
minging.
Are horrible.
Yeah. So anyway, he started with it on like Tuesday. Long story short, we gave him to Christine, and she brought him back at like 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. and. This was like when Ed had literally like was hallucinating, like in bed, like
that
shivering,
ill.
Like with a bucket. Oh, disgusting. Then Saskia is a really good girl. Like we'll just go off and sit on her iPad or put a film on or like pull
she's
colouring
a girl,
books
and
out.
That's what they
do.
They
are so
they're so good.
Like I can honestly leave her downstairs and know that she's
like
not going to like set the house on fire.
No, they just
touch knives.
No, put a finger in a plug. They're just so much easier.
They are.
Boys, you go down and your house, everything is trashed.
When you can't leave them on their own.
No.
Well, listen to this. So Teddy got brought back. Me and Ed were like sat in bed and he was like, just shut the bedroom door and we can listen. Saskia and him were like playing, you know, in my wardrobe, but in my bedroom. And then I heard a noise and I knew what the noise was straight away. It was... And then I heard...
Little footsteps like...
And I went, fuck, it's the toilet brush. Teddy.
And he's that age as well.
Like, runs out waving the toilet brush around.
Flicking
it into my carpeted bedroom.
And bear in mind, everyone's had a bug. And the brush has been used.
I just went, he's got the toilet.
I can imagine you all like running around chasing Teddy.
And then Ed just like, jumps out of bed.
Oh my
God. Because I started screaming, he turned around like, mummy, like, and he threw the toilet brush.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was bits of shit, actual shit.
And then it was warm still because everyone's had the bug.
All over the house. So I had to get...
It's the run, the way toddlers run as well. Yeah. I can just imagine it.
So then it was like, I start heaving then.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
Because the shit everywhere.
And so I have to put them both in the bath, like change all like the bedding, their pyjamas. I had to get Zoflora, just pure Zoflora in a spray bottle. And
get it everywhere.
I hope it's worked. And I had to spray everywhere. Clean up the little bits of poo.
And you're already ill. That's just not what you want.
Mm-mm. So excuse my eyeliner.
We were talking yesterday, weren't we? Because James was incredibly
so
ill.
Tell us about you went to see the boxing. Did you see Molly May?
No. So.
Fuck.
I didn't really watch that much of it. Like,
we just had to get pissed.
I was just there for the lols.
Right.
So we were in a box. So we went with Wee Shop and they had a box there. So we were in, there was 14 of us.
Don't do any name dropping now.
Okay. So I was just chatting to Colleen and, Colleen, I don't know, Rooney. So in the box, I did meet some celebrities. Let me give you the lowdown, guys, right, on who I met. Okay, so Colleen and Wayne were there with their children. Love, honestly.
She's tiny.
Tiny and lovely. Looks exactly what I thought she'd look like.
Beautiful
she
was skin.
Just go, love, like a normal almost. She was lovely.
I love her.
We were chatting for ages about kids because she's got the four boys. The kids were there and she was like, just normal, like, get your
were
feet
they well
down.
Behaved?
Really well behaved, but they're still boys. So we were laughing because they're still fighting and messing because they're boys. And we were talking, we were basically slagging boys off. She was a lovely, lovely woman. Wayne was really nice. I didn't speak to him really, but James did. Said he was lovely. Yeah. Paddy McGuinness was in there. Oh.
Lovely.
Lovely, lovely man. You know, sometimes you meet someone and you think, are you going to be that funny? He was lovely. Now, also there was Sam Fair's partner, Paul.
Why was Sam not there?
She was ill.
Right.
What a lovely man.
Really?
Now, do you remember the first ever series of Mummy Diaries or whatever?
When he kissed his mum?
Yeah, he did kiss his mum.
But that is, I'm sorry, that is the first thing that we all
think
of. That
we all saw. And he got the most...
With Big Paul.
Horrific Big Paul. He got the worst backlash. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, he was bullied. It was, everyone thought he was controlling. He came across awful. And I think as the series has gone on, do you not remember? He seemed very controlling. And everyone was like... This is really odd.
Well, they've been together for years. They must have a really good relationship.
And you saw as the series, because I watched it, as the series go on, he actually comes across much nicer. He was so nice, really funny, really genuine, absolutely lovely man. My new best friend is Jill Scott.
Okay.
What an amazing woman.
What does she do?
She's the football, she's a lioness. She's the best female footballer in the UK. She's
amazing.
Incredible. Her partner was there with her and she won the jungle. She won I'm a Celebrity last year. She was one of the nicest people ever. And we're friends.
We're friends.
But
now,
wait for it. Jill Scott, I mean, you might not know who she is, but everyone else does, asked me for my picture.
Why does she listen?
So, listen to this for odd. You might know, Lucas, where this has come from. So basically, she was like, oh my God, Lauren, it's... So because she does things with Wee Shop, she knew who I was, but not really.
Yeah, like pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
thing.
And she was like, wait a minute, you do the podcast? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, this is really weird. So she was doing some work with Absolute Radio, I want to say. And while they were there with her team, a management team, somebody was editing our podcast. Or doing something with it. And they, so basically, the management team were like, is that Nip Tuck? Are you editing Nip Tuck? And they were like, yeah, we're doing. And they were like, oh my God, we love these girls.
Sure.
So Jill said to me, I need to get a picture with you and send it because my team is obsessed with the podcast.
Oh my God, we've made it.
We've made it. A And all I kept saying, the more and more pissed I got. Jill Scott asked for my picture. The more I drank, the more... What a great time, though. And then we went out afterwards. We went down. So we had a box, but then we also had, like, ringside seats. So I...
What's the point in that?
Because you get pissed in the box.
And then you walk down.
Where was it, at the MEN?
Yes.
Bad
vibes. Is it called the AO now?
Bad vibes of that place. I can't.
I think I've been once before. So we went down.
Do you not get vertigo when you stand?
So I had heels on. And honestly, I feel like I'm going to go arse over tit. I'm going to stack it.
Do you know what? I feel like it gives me anxiety being in there. That's why whenever I've been in there, I get really, really, really pissed.
Yeah, I was pissed. And listen to this, that also happened, guys. I'm sat at the thing and I didn't hear them, but I got a message on my Instagram and they were like, we've been shouting you. We're listeners. We can see you. We're from up there. I watched a bit of fighting. Mm. Not that much.
Tommy won.
I don't know anything about boxing, but everyone says it wasn't good, but I wouldn't know. I wasn't looking at the
fight. I was there to see Molly Mae's outfit.
Didn't see Molly Mae. But I saw...
You had one job, Lauren.
I had one fucking job and I got steaming. Then we went out after.
Yeah.
And we went to Monkey House.
Of course.
Mm. What? I'm not a club girl anymore.
Did you go in the club? Well,
It was 1 a.m. Yeah. And we went.
Did you have a table?
Yeah. So we went in and I got mobbed on my life, right? So listen to this for funny. Now you'll laugh at this, right? And this is it's mad.
Do we think this is true or do we think it's Lauren being
really... I've got a video. I've got a video because James took a video of it.
Right.
So we're going in
your biggest fan.
We're going in with Jill Scott. So we're trying, and there's Paps and everything. And she's so famous, actually. So we're trying to like hide her almost because she's really nice. And she was like, I don't want all the... And everyone was worried about Jill and Jill getting mobbed. And mate, we go in. In the end, Jill stayed for a minute and she went home. We go in, we sit at the table. Girls were straight over. And everyone that I was with were going, looking at each other like, James was literally like, what's going on? And everyone was coming. It was really nice, all listeners and all wanting pictures and stuff. But I swear to God.
I bet your pictures are like,
I thought, who's got those? Because I bet I'm like, I don't like the clubs. The music, no.
Why, what music was it?
It's rap music that I've never heard. I like singing that I never heard. And it was like, yo, and I didn't know any of that. If it had been dancey dancey, Calvin
but
Harris.
Where can we go for that?
Do you know, just like chart
pop
songs?
World.
Pop world. Do you know, I would have been there all night. But yeah, so that's what happened.
And then
we're famous.
I find everyone really intimidating in nightclubs.
So when
the toilet situation's not okay.
I had to walk through the club at some point and I did feel a bit, wow,
yeah,
it was a lot.
It's a lot.
I'll tell you, it was there. I've forgotten her name. Anyway, it was good.
It was good.
How did you get tickets to this?
We shop. To the box, you mean? Yeah, so we were, because I work with them loads and I'm really good friends, like we're just part of the team, they had a box and they had the famous people in there that are also going to, I don't know. So yeah, I was there. I'm very lucky. I felt it was a lovely night. And yeah, so James the next day, I have never seen anything.
Do you think it's alcohol poisoning?
I think he poisoned himself. Like,
what
were
you
both
drinking?
Only vodka. That's all I can drink.
Vodka's quite... like a few too many in you.
And you've had it.
Yeah.
So I was hungover, but no, I think he poisoned himself. I heard him crying. I have never seen anything
that
like
that picture
it.
You sent me of him in the shower.
He fell. He tried to get
was
to
he
the...
like doing the fainting thing?
Oh my God. He's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like the staggering. Like
that was like had the breathing. And the point
breathing.
The
oh my God, right. So I'm messaging Ashley like, this is fucking disgusting. He's a right show. And then she was like, Ed's ill. He's giving me the ick. So we were sending, she texted me saying, Ed's got a blanket over his head. And I was like, no. Sent a picture next to me. James had a towel over his. And we were both just like, they are disgusting.
I left the house for
couldn't get to the toilet, so he vomited in the shower. And I've sent Ashley a picture, and he's collapsed on the floor in sick in the shower. It was disgusting.
I just don't think we're built for this drinking life.
He was genuinely going, help! Help! Lauren!
But, like, that's what Ed always does when he's sick. And then I walk in the toilet, and I'm like, okay, ooh. I've witnessed the sick.
Yeah,
now what
yeah,
do you want
he was
me
shouting
to do?
Me. Like... He was like, Laura, Lauren!
Do you know what, though? I'm the same.
Yeah, I do. So
I
then
do
I remembered
well.
I got a bump
I remember
once.
It as well. And I'm like, I need to prove that I've been sick.
Yeah.
Everyone in the house, come come and look at my sick.
My vomit. Yeah. In here.
Honestly,
that's
and it's
a
when
thing,
you go in
it?
To be sick and you want everyone to know how ill you are, so you go like this for ages, and you put your hand over your mouth and you're looking for the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're sick and like, I don't want to flush it until someone's seen it.
Yeah, they need to see what I've done.
Yeah.
He was sick on the floor. We've had to throw the bath mat. Honestly, it was vile. He really gave me the ick. So the pair of them...
Disgusting.
Gave me the fucking ick. So you've not been drinky-drinky, but you've been out.
I went out. I went to the new Sexy Fish.
You did invite me, didn't you, but I was working.
Yeah, so I went the first night that it was officially open.
Okay. Why didn't you go to the pre?
I wasn't invited.
Well, weren't invited. What was it
we're
like?
We're not cool
me?
Enough.
Well, let me tell you, there was some not cool people.
Fucking hell, bitch.
Sorry.
There was, though. Right, okay, guys, like, you know, I am so hard to please.
Yeah, you are.
Hard to please.
But you're picker. The toilet wasn't right.
Right? Unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
It like, looks great.
When you walk in, from the minute you walk in, there's staff everywhere, can't do enough for you. Then, like, there's waterfalls coming down the wall.
Oh.
Then the cocktail menu... Each cocktail has got a page where it's a picture of what the cocktails looks like.
Wow.
Then on the other page, like all the ingredients.
A description.
Yeah. And then, so you could go in just for drinks or you could go in for food. The food was impeccable.
Really?
And it's not just fish and sushi. I had a stunning steak because obviously I can't eat like fish
and
stuff.
So you can, it's not just sexy fish and
really,
that, it's sexy steak.
I think it was called like spicy steak.
Ooh.
I had that with some noodles and rice.
Oh, I love noodles and rice.
Honestly. And I got, if you're going to go, girls, what my recommendation is to book a table and ask for a booth.
Everyone
so
wants a booth.
So there's like tables in the middle and then there's booths. But if you're going on a saucy date, ask for one of the high tables at the back. So there where the aquarium is.
How big is it?
Absolutely huge.
And who did you go with?
Me and his business partner and his wife. And I went at 6:30.
Okay.
So it was early, but then it kicks off into like...
Is there a club?
I don't think there's a... Don't quote me on it. I don't think there's a club. I think there is a private dining area.
There will be.
But they do like the shows with the champagne.
So does it go off?
Yeah.
Like, is it standing up dancing at your table going
yes,
off? Oh,
yeah.
We need that in
we
Manchester.
Need it. And honestly, like,
it was just
I love
really
Rohan
good.
At the Ivy. Whenever Rohan's there, the food is unreal. He did the food at my wedding.
He did.
And he did the food at Teddy's Sip and
I thought he did. I vaguely
How
remember.
How unreal was
vaguely
that?
Vaguely remember.
So if you're ever going to the Ivy, always make sure, is Rohan working? You can follow him on Instagram. And if you go in when he's working, the food is really good. But, like, in comparison to the Ivy, like,
did it shit all over it.
Girls, if you've got a birthday coming up, just make sure you book it. And like I said, do you know what would be a nice thing for girls to do, mm-hmm. I feel, on, like, a Saturday or a Sunday evening, book a booth and get the desserts... Because they do a massive dessert thing and then cocktails.
Lovely.
So
oh,
you're
so
not
just,
spending loads of money.
Is it spenny?
Really expensive.
Oh, really? Like, can you remember
but
how
do you
much?
Know what? Like, I didn't see the bill at the end, but I think the cocktails were about £17 each.
Spenny them.
But, like, for I could warrant the £17.
Because it was so good.
Yeah, in comparison to, like...
Somewhere else that might be that and not.
Yeah, so I think it's going to hopefully make everywhere up their game, but... I said to Lauren, I wanted to book for our Christmas do.
Oh, my God. Listen to this, Lucas. So she said, like, I want to go on the Christmas do. Great, fine. I was like, you're having a baby at the beginning. I won't say the exact date just in case. I don't know. You're having a baby at the very beginning of December. When do you want to go? She was like, about a week after. I was like, oh, fuck off, mate. We're not going a week after she's given birth. I'm not. You won't want to go.
No, but then I thought, like what you
said... You'll
be said,
bleeding and you won't want to go.
I think we go, like, first week of January
Agree.
To K2 karaoke.
I went there for my friend's hen. Great laugh.
Yes.
Oh, now he's interested. Sexy Fish, he's glazed over.
We go to Sexy Fish for a cocktail and then we go to K2.
But do you not think, right, you said about the cocktail performances or the champagne.
Yeah.
That just reminds me of, like, Manor Hatter and stuff.
you know, with the sparklers. Is that
what
you
mean? Cheesy.
Oh, I hate that.
I've never been in there, so I don't know.
No, it's not that kind of thing. Not like that, Lucas. It's more upper, like a cabaret. Not like that.
I've only seen it on Instagram, so I don't know.
No, not like that. You're thinking of like a bottle show, almost, like a cringy bottle show. Not, it's more. Well, when I went in London, I went to the London one and had.
Oh, that was the night you were. God, you can't drink, can you?
I ate the fish and vomited it into the plant pot next to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I did do that.
It's better than the one in London.
I vaguely remember it. Anyway, so that's what we did.
Yeah.
What else have we done?
Spa.
I went to spa as well. So I went to Ye Olde. Sorry, I can't say it without laughing.
Ye Olde.
Ye Olde Bell. Ye Olde Bell End. All the way through, me and my mum kept calling it that.
Where?
So I don't know where it was. I got in the car and I drove an hour and a half in the car.
Not bad.
It was down.
Yorkshire way.
Oh my God, was it up? Yorkshire maybe? I don't know where it was. Ye Olde Bell Spa and Hotel. So there was a hotel and then they've done a spa like next to it. So the spa... gorgeous, really
did
nice.
Did you get a treatment?
Yeah, I had a massage. And I don't like them normally, I get bored. It was really nice. Me and my mum had such a laugh. So we were quite naughty actually. We went to the spa bit and this lady's showing us round. And then there was like an area where you can have treatments. And there was a long corridor with doors. And obviously people were having massages in them. And they...
Sorry guys, I'm having to undo my leggings.
That's fine. It's all hanging out. That's lovely. And they had... they had like the way to show if a therapist was with someone is they put a flower outside the door. So I guess it's so that the other staff knew you don't go in that room.
You moved it.
We moved everything.
That's really naughty.
I know. And then there was a pair of boots and we were crying. So there were a pair of boots and it must have been the lady having the massage had taken it. For some reason, they were outside the door. They were like a cowboy boot almost. And like we walked past and I looked at my mum and we were just naughty. We weren't pissed. She looked at me and I was like, I'm moving the boots. She was like, Lauren, you... And I was like, I'm moving the fucking boots. We were crying with these boots, hot footing it, and we moved them so that when they came out, they couldn't find the boots. It's so naughty. And then we were like, I bet they saw it on CCTV.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I think it's funny. Lucas thinks it's funny. I mean, we only moved them a few doors down. Yeah. She was going to get her boots back. It was like knock a door, run. I got a thrill.
When you were younger and your mum and dad left you in hotel rooms, did you used to prank other...
My mum never
rooms.
Left me. What the... Are you okay? Right then, I think that's maybe we don't look into that. No, but funnily enough, when we went to Turkey with the boys,
yeah.
I caught them doing it. They were ringing
always.
Rooms. And I was just like, I'm so boring. I was like, it's not funny. Whereas I'm running down a hallway hiding people's shoes. Spa was lovely. We stayed in the hotel. It was like a lodge. The hotel was like weird. It was like really old fashioned, but really nice. Anyway, we had a really lovely time.
Better than
recommend.
Grantley Hall?
No.
No, nothing is
no.
Bad. Have you been to the spa in the Carinthia?
No, is it nice?
Have you been to spa in the Bulgari?
I've never. I don't go to London. I never go to London.
Have you been to the new one in King Street Townhouse?
Yes, I think it's owned by the Hook Group.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's interesting because I think me and James, when we do our UK wedding, we're going to do like a little registry in Manchester and we're going to stay over at King Street, I think, overnight. I like it. I think it's lovely.
It is.
And then spa the next day.
Last year at their Christmas party for Look Fantastic, mm-hmm. I think I was with Pericone or Look Fantastic, I can't remember. When I was with Jess Ted's,
yes.
they rented out the whole hotel and spa for all of us and we all had treatments.
Amazing.
And then lunch on the terrace and it was absolutely
is that when
gorgeous.
Jess weed the bed? She won't mind us saying that. She got really pissed, didn't she?
And then they thought it was me because it was in my room. Anyone listening from Look Fantastic, it was Jess Ted's that wet the bed.
She won't care. She's got a podcast actually. It's really funny. Yeah. She's lovely.
So that was our weekends rounded up. Now, girls... It's a special time of year and we know we've got a lot of younger listeners, not younger, but in their early 20s.
Some would say prime,
because we're a little bit older now. So these are things, and obviously there'll be girls our age doing it as well, which, oh my God, absolutely, if I had the figure, I would. But
you could go as a pumpkin.
I could. It's Halloween, right. Lauren, tell us... your Halloween stories. Have you had a good Halloween night out before?
Yeah, I once went out. I mean, it's not really a story. It's just, you know, like one of those memories that, so I think it's almost scarred me. I went out as a schoolgirl. Of course I went out as a schoolgirl. Oh my God, I loved that. You could just be such a slut.
Yeah.
And I had
a red tartan skirt on, the shirt. And I was like, obviously, all you do is throw blood on yourself. And then you're a bleeding slut at this point. But it's fine because it's Halloween. And I just remember being at a party. I went home with the guy I was seeing at the time. It all gets a bit weird then. And then on the way home, my friend picked me up and we were both vomiting at the side of the road in the uniform at the side of the road, and cars were going past and we were there in the full school uniform throwing up at the side of the road, and I'll never forget that.
I had work in Liverpool on the morning after Halloween really early a few years ago. So I was driving down that long, you know, that road where there's like McDonald's and stuff
like that. Yeah, I know exactly which one you mean. Yeah, because I used to work there as well.
Fuck me.
Was there some say?
It was like what you just said. It was like all these girls like just like
swaying in
incredible. So basically, do you know what? I was meant to be going actually to Killing Kittens.
Yes, you were.
Halloween. That I feel like you could really go all out.
Oh my God, you could go nude.
Like,
you could nearly go nude for that.
So I'm going to definitely be doing that next year if I'm not pregnant again. And I feel like, girls, we've put together a list of, like, this year what you could be for Halloween. The theme this year, I honestly think, is cowgirl. Heavy.
Really?
Yeah, like, a lot of people are going as cowgirls.
I loved the Pamela Anderson. That is sexy.
It's on the list.
As fuck.
Yeah.
I loved Pamela Anderson. I feel like that is a sexy.
Anything latex.
I mean, I don't think you can go wrong. You know what I'm going to say?
Cat woman.
I can't.
Yeah,
like, you can't. You sexy latex with the. Yeah. I don't think you can go wrong. I love the girls and huge respect who don't go sexy. They go funny.
What, like Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls?
Yeah, who literally go as what you're meant to go as. Something really unsexy. Do you know what else I've always loved?
Yeah, you could have a fucking proper night out, couldn't you?
I've always loved a mummy because you can make yourself show your best bits. You can basically wrap yourself. Say you've got a great stomach, you hide your, like, you show your bit of the stomach that you like. You can wrap yourself
in whatever way.
Literally head to toe. I love that. But the thing that annoys me about Halloween when you're a mum is the pressure again.
What the kids are wearing. Sainsbury's have got the best kids'
Guess
Halloween
outfit.
Guess
how much I've just spent on Thea's Halloween outfit? £40. That's disgusting,
Why?
Isn't it? Because I am... It's guilt.
Saskia's was guilt. 14.
It's guilt.
From Sainsbury's. It was a witch, but she wanted to be scary.
Did she? Mm. So I have to get everything online because I just feel like I never have time to nip anywhere. So I did it online. I got it on Amazon so that I'd get it the next day. It's just easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just fucking whack it on there. So I said, what do you want to be? And she wants to be Wednesday Addams.
Right.
It's just cute.
That's quite on trend.
It's on trend. And that's how much they were, the good ones. So I just thought, fuck it. I've not taken a pumpkin picking. I felt guilty. I threw money out.
I went to pumpkin. Can we talk about, like, no shade, guys, if you want to do that?
Oh my God,
that,
if you want to
that.
And you enjoy it, but I've never gone and enjoyed it.
But me and Ed took the kids, and they did actually...
Did they?
Love, like, it was a nice, dry October day.
Yes.
So it meant that we left the house for a bit, so that's fine.
It's fine.
But me and Ed were looking at each other, and there's a group of girls there with no kids.
For the content, isn't it? It's for the content.
Like, there was people there with, like, six-month-old babies.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's a way, like...
You do that with your first. You
oh, my God, I did. Listen, I'm
I
laughing.
Think I did that.
Mate, I'm saying this. There is a picture of you.
Yeah.
Saskia isn't... Or Teddy, one of them. And you're in a pumpkin field. I remember it because I thought the outfit was really lovely.
Saskia, and she was about three.
Okay, that's
fine. Because I was pregnant with Teddy at the time.
I took Theo when she was a baby. Like in a carrier. What the fucking point? Like,
do you know what?
It's when it's muddy and sludgy.
And then your car needs valeting afterwards.
And then do you know what you do though? You get the pumpkin, and then what do you do when you take it home? I put it in
Mine
the bin.
Mine started going mouldy.
I put it in the bin because I can't carve them. So I felt really guilty about not doing all this Halloween stuff.
That's
so
a nanny job.
So I threw too much. I threw money at the situation and bought her an expensive costume.
It's always what I do.
Just threw money at it. She'll look really cute. Then this year, I'm actually going to make an effort to dress her up because normally I don't give a shit. I'm going to try really hard this year. Our estate does like a big full thing, so it's really nice. But yeah, I just feel like it's another time of year that my to-do list's long with things I have to do for them. It's too much. It's too much pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot. So anyway, girls, we want to hear your Halloween slutty Susans.
Yes, after
and
Halloween.
Go out, go for it. If you've got two options, you've got one option, a corset and a thong, the other option, a corset and leggings, go for the thong, girls, because you are only young once. I am telling you all this now. When I was 22, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, okay, I wish I'd have gone out wearing the thong, wearing the hooker heels, wearing the nipple tassels, because now I can't do
you
it.
Can't.
Take all the fucking pictures. Take all day getting ready.
Enjoy.
Go and get your glam done. Go and get your outfit
Enjoy your
on.
Tight body.
Enjoy your tight body and make sure you put aside an hour to get content with your girls before you go out, because girls, you will cherish those slutty pictures
you
forever.
You will look back at those slutty pictures and be like, remember when I had a waist? Yeah. Or even if you haven't got a waist, remember when I didn't have wrinkles?
Yes.
Do you know, you look back and you think, oh, I didn't. Do you know one thing that
and
I wish I'd done?
Don't give a fuck what anyone else says. Just fucking go for it.
I feel like one of the things I wish I'd done is when I was in my early 20s, stopped giving myself a hard time. Because now I look back at that and think, mate, why did you give yourself that anxiety? Who gives a fuck what they thought of you? You don't even know those people anymore. Yeah. Do you know? Like, so just go out and don't give a fuck and dress how you want.
Yeah.
Shag who you want.
And
you
get shit-faced if you want.
Do what, or don't. Do whatever you want. It's basically the point here.
Basically,
I still feel hungover.
We don't give
a fuck.
Okay, we're going to have a little breaky-wakey-woo-woo. And we will be back with Bargain. Bargain, 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 bargain
And you're all in Monkey House at the weekend. Do you shout out to the girls that I don't remember what I said to, but I hope I was kind. Do you set an alarm? I would have been, I'm sure. Do you set an alarm on a Wednesday and a Friday? Are you excited to listen? Are we your Bible? Do you laugh out loud? Do you love us? Do we make your day? If so, tell your nearest and dearest. Spread the news. Tell everyone about us. Start tell all your
spreading.
Friends.
Start spreading the news.
Share the episode on WhatsApp. Share the quotes. Just get immersed into this.
Again, it's us. Can't believe you're here again.
Still here.
Right, okay. Advent calendar update. Have you used any of your bits from your Look Fantastic one, or have you not opened it still?
I've had a little cheeky weeky look, and there's a few things I've spotted in there. Cheeky weeky peek. I've had a cheeky weeky peeky. It's good. The main thing, there was a NARS blusher in there, which I thought was good. It wasn't full size. It was like half full, but I feel like that's all you need. It's all you need. Like blushes. I've got blushes.
From 10 years ago.
I've got St. Germain, do you remember that lipstick? I've got like MAC fucking bright pink from about 10 years ago.
I did a big clear out of all my makeup.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
They don't go off, do they?
No. And there was loads of little minis in there. I haven't looked at absolutely everything yet though.
Right. So I got the Space NK one.
Ah, premium.
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 And I am going to do a video where I'm going to go through it. But what I'm going to do, guys, there's two things that I want to go through. I got the Cosmotips Molly May edit.
Everyone is dying over that.
No, but like Cosmotips in general.
Amazing.
The concept is this brand whereby they do beauty creations and edits. So if you sign up to, by the way, none of this is an ad.
No.
We have to state that. But basically, if you sign up, you'll get notified of like different drops that come out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they manage to do it. I don't know how, but this Molly May one that I got sent, it was worth,
was it like 500 and something?
580 quid around that mark. And it was like, if you bought it, it was like 120 quid.
It's just so worth
and
it.
And like this, the Caudalie spray.
I saw that in it.
A full size one. So with regards to like the calendars and these boxes, they're becoming a lot more common.
Absolutely.
And I work with Look Fantastic on theirs. Mm-hmm. And some months you can get it for £9 a box.
Like, it's a no-brainer. And like, they had it all.
And every month they've had something in it that I would buy anyway. For £20 anyway. Yeah. So I feel like that it's, you can get a real bargain, yeah. girls. And especially
And you can team up with a friend.
Yeah, that's what I said, team up with a friend, especially on like the fragrance
Absolutely.
Ones.
Absolutely.
The advent calendar that I chose to go and buy myself this year is the Sunday Times wine one. So you can pick from red or white.
Oh, okay. And I like that because I was thinking, what if it's got red in it and I don't really like red?
Every day you get a mini bottle of wine.
I love that. Okay.
That's good, isn't
that
it?
That is really
and
good.
And I ordered one of my friends that who's just
How
had
much
a baby.
Was it?
£80.
Oh, that's not bad.
And on Christmas Day, you get a full bottle of wine.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sign
that,
me up.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Have you done the kids one, the Smiggle one?
I've ordered the Smiggle one.
I've not done that. Because there's four of them. I can't.
The Barbie one.
Barbie
the Barbie one.
One
was on offer on Smith's the other day for like £14.
Right, I'm going to look at that.
We're going off topic. And also at the minute, Sainsbury's has got 50% off all the toys.
Now is the time to be buying.
Really, really good. So yes, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a video where I'm going to open up the Cosmetips box and the Space NK mm-hmm. box. And I'm going to be really critical and be like, right, what would I have actually bought?
Yep.
With my money from these things, and then I'm going to add up how much
it would have cost. I like that. That's
very
like helpful.
That?
I like that.
So, yeah, that is our...
Do you know what I'd love?
What?
A Skims one, where you get a pair of knickers a day.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Or like a bra, but it'd cost about £1,000.
What other... There's like some really extra ones. The Love Honey one's really
good.
No,
that is really good. Loads of people have messaged saying they've bought
really
that.
Good.
Do you know what I was going to ask and see if you know or any of our listeners know? Mm. What are we... What underwear is comparable to Skims? So I love it. However,
it's hard, isn't it?
I hate the fact that you have to get it. You can't, when I go anywhere like, say, Selfridges in Manchester, there's not that much stock.
There's
none
not.
Of it is my size. So I have to order it online. I want to look at it. I want to try it on.
It
like,
doesn't
there's so
wash
many sizes.
Great.
So I want to know.
But that's probably the way that we wash.
Probably
things.
Not meant to
yeah.
wash it like that. So I want to know, like, has anyone got any Skims kind of bras or any.
This Intimissi brand. So I've got this Intimissi top. I saw it on Instagram and
it's
I was like,
stunning.
I'm going to give it a go. I think it was like £40, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's called like the boat neck top or something.
It's really soft.
Girls,
it's gorge.
Go and buy it in black and white. It'll see through. I got yeah. size medium. I feel like it, if it was a small, might have been too see-through.
However, you could wear that if you, so I'm going to get it in white.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a white kind of, triangle bra type
yeah, yeah,
thing,
yeah.
and I will probably wear it to like an evening, like a meal with jeans and heels, and that
Cute.
Can be see-through then, so I might get smaller for that.
Cute.
So it's got a stretch, but yeah, I love it. I'm going to order
I was looking at the underwear on there and it seemed quite good.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm going
like
to
that.
London, so I might go in the shop and
what
tell
What are you,
you
doing in London?
Saskia wants to go for her birthday.
Oh.
She wants to go to Buckingham Palace. Don't, honestly.
Wow.
I know. And I want
to
go.
Fun.
Fun.
No. You fucking take her then.
I will.
What
you can do like a little tour.
Oh, and what are you gonna? What are you gonna do there?
I'm gonna.
We've
go,
got to offset it.
I'm
with
taking my
fun.
Mum. So, and I've booked a nice hotel, so I can chill.
Yeah,
it's fine. But yeah, it's just like going for the day,
yeah,
and night, and then coming home.
And just one night,
yeah.
That's
and
enough.
That was all she wanted to do for a birthday. And I thought before yeah. I'm heavy, heavy pregnant, like I'm gonna take her.
Mate, I would rather that than a kid's party. Thea's birthday's at the end of November, and yeah. I've already begun to say, look, you can have a party,
or
but you'll get maybe 2 hours.
Could, yeah,
or you can have the full weekend.
Can I just
all
say
about you? I hate kids' parties. They're awful.
Like, we have to caveat everything we say. No shade, but why the fuck do dads go to kids' parties?
Yeah, but you can't say that because
I
then,
can say that.
Because then we also say, dads don't do enough.
No, I mean with you.
As a mum and dad going together.
What's wrong with that?
No.
Yeah, I don't think James would be that keen. If it was a family one, yeah, but I don't think he'd be that keen to go. And I'd be like, listen, there's no point in us both going.
Yeah, like one
you
of us.
You go
like,
and I'll keep tidy the house.
You empty the dishwasher and I
and
go.
And I'll go and do that. Like, no, I do get what you're saying there. It's like almost like a day out. But maybe it's like a thing of solidarity.
But,
look, this
yeah,
is shit.
I
no
know,
one wants to
then,
go. Let's do this together.
Yeah, but then you're the host of the party and there's an extra big man in there, like...
big scary man. Mm. I haven't had to do a party for Thea yet. I'm sure I will at some point. But the look on the mother's eyes, their faces are in pain, the ones that are hosting it.
Do you know, bring back Mackie's parties from when we were younger.
I'd go to one now. I would honestly, sit with that fucking silly hat on.
Those little rooms with the fake Ronald McDonald. Was it, like an hour? And also, bring back fucking drop and go.
Right, this is a good point.
Bring back drop and go.
Why are we now waiting? I remember when I was little, right? My mum dropped me off.
And went to the supermarket
and did
picked
a
you
bit
up.
And picked me up. Whereas now
you can't do drop and
you
go.
You have to stay.
Or my mum and dad would like go for a pub lunch nearby and then come back.
No, you have to stay now. Why? Do you have to, or is that just what we
Pedos and shit.
Yeah, but like really?
I know. I have a friend and she literally wrote on all the invites, this party is drop and go only, because like the capacity, I said, they're turning up with sister, brother, mum, dad.
I agree.
Like, let's bring back drop and go, obviously in a safe environment.
Yeah, so if it was at like a kids' play centre,
yeah,
is it because legally there has to be so many adults, or is it just because it's a new thing?
I don't know.
Listen, I advocate
drop and go,
drop and roll, stop, drop and roll out of there,
stop, drop
and roll home,
and shop.
Stop
champagne.
Shop. Yeah, I agree.
Right. Okay, back to this. So it's Christmas soon. Family Christmas pajamas. Where are you all buying them from? Tell me now. Because
why
I've been
are
looking.
We doing that?
It is cute.
It's not.
It is cute.
I think it's cute for the children.
But yeah.
A man in a. It is not.
Ed wouldn't do it.
James would do it, but he wouldn't let me take a picture, I don't think.
Yeah, he'd probably like if I'd convinced him. But like for the kiddies especially.
Oh, so I like the kids so much.
Where the best ones supposedly are, Marks and Spencer do them.
I think M&S
is smashing it at the minute.
I honestly think like we kind of, you do think a little bit of M&S is something your grandma would, not anymore. Yeah. Like the leggings we mentioned.
The leggings.
Thousands of you, by the way,
clicked
on that.
Loads of girls have bought them and have messaged me saying, thank you for the leggings.
Anytime, hon. The pyjamas from M&S.
They're supposedly, they've done a teddy bear Christmas range.
Oh, I like that.
And they do like from baby grows to
yes, I like
grown
that.
Up and like dressing gowns and da-da-da. So I'm going to go and have a look at them. Matalan are meant to do really nice Christmas jars.
I rate Matalan for Asta. Kids' clothes. You know, you've got the girls, like girl stuff there's nice.
They've just done some Hello Kitty pyjamas.
I bet Saskia would love those.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, I like Matalan. I rate them.
So, yeah, tell us where you are getting your Christmas jammers from.
And they sell out. This is what annoys me. They always sell out.
And on that Christmas theme.
Oh, really? It's fucking October.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're preparing.
I'm going to whiz through this because we're running out of time. But basically, Secret Santa, you're all going to have to do it, whether it's at work, girls' day out for Christmas, whatever.
Unless we get some merch that drops so that everyone could...
Oh, that's a good idea, Lauren.
Buy it for each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the good stuff does sell out.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about gifting. I would buy some of this shit myself.
Because again, it's like what we've just said. It's a bargain.
A bargain.
Bargain.
Bargain. Right. Basically, these ones as well that I've listed come like in a little... package, so you don't even have to wrap it. You
should
throw it at
just
the person.
Chuck it at them, throw it at the head.
Right, look fantastic. These are all from Revolution Skincare Hyaluronic Acid Collection, £10 worth 28.
They're doing bits at the minute.
Doing bits. Ameliorate Exfoliating Duo, £11 worth 28.
Love it.
L'Oreal Professional Absolute Repair Duo. So they've got duos of like that metal detox one that we like.
Oh, have they?
Shampoo and conditioner, £20, and it's meant to be 40.
Amazing.
So that is a shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, we can't go wrong.
We don't love this product, but everyone else seems to. The Sol de Janeiro Bum Set.
It smells amazing, but it don't. For me, it isn't moisturising enough.
It's tacky.
It's thick and sticky. It's too thin and sticky for me.
Three products for £22.
The only person that likes thin and sticky things is Lucas.
In a little bag.
Real Techniques.
Real Techniques brush
sets. I love
sets.
Their brushes. I think they're great to have as a base.
And they start at literally £8.
They're good to make up your bag.
I love a real Techniques brush.
Yeah, same.
Set.
They're good to have, like, the basics in there.
For me, though, the doll ones will always be the best.
I prefer, like, the doll, but yeah. I just think it's good to have the real Techniques
and
there.
I like how Real Techniques do those mini brushes that you can fit in your handbag. I
also love that. Love. Who needs a long brush? Unless you're an MUA.
Exactly.
You don't need the long handle. They get in the way.
In the way. These ones here are from Space NK, and unfortunately, I think a few of them have sold out already. The Patchology mixed eye patches. I love the Patchology
patches.
You
love an eye patch, don't you?
4 of them for £12, like a selection, so you can try them.
I like that.
That's a lovely present.
I think that's a lovely present. Because you wouldn't always buy it yourself.
You wouldn't, would
you? You know, unless you're you.
Then that's a month of Saturday night's eye patches.
I agree. No, I think that's a good idea.
The Caudalie Detox and Glow Duo, worth £29 for 15. So that's two.
That, you love that.
I love that. That spray. Then they've got like mini travel makeup bags, which I must say the Space NK makeup bags, girls, go and have a look. Like Lauren was saying about makeup brushes being annoying. They do this one that I've got and it's like black leather and then clear. And you just put your makeup brushes in it.
I love
all
that.
Your brushes. They start at £16. And then they've got like a rhodiol edit, some milk makeup bits. Just go and have a look, girls. And I must say, actually, I went to John Lewis at the weekend and I tried the new Laura Mercier coconut almond perfume. So they bought it out again in a small
coconut almond.
Lauren, it smells gorgeous. And they had... This is going on my Christmas list from my mum. Mum usually just spends £100 on me and she's like, what do you want? So this is what I'm going to ask her for. It was the oil, the bath and body oil.
I love
and
that.
And the perfume for £90.
Love that.
And I think alone they're £70 each.
That's a Christmas present thing.
That's a Christmas present. So go
something
and smell
that you wouldn't
it, girls.
Necessarily buy. Oh, Ashley, I've just caught wind of that.
What?
The rings. Caught wind. Our rings.
Oh, how nice is it?
I've got mine on. I really like it.
I went for a coffee with my friend who wears the most gorgeous jewellery. Yeah. Like, she is like
full on diamonds.
And she was like, darling, where is that ring
so
from?
So let's show them to the camera. I don't know if you can really see. They're from Boohoo Moon. So do you remember
Boohoo Moon?
Boohoo, I don't know. Do you know when we asked about... good gold jewellery. They sent us some stuff. They sent me gold. Ashley
it was
silver.
In the sale for like a fiver this weekend.
It is. And because...
I'm going to buy it again.
I feel like with us, we've got nice engagement rings, which is lovely. So it kind of... You would assume that it was real diamond.
I've
Why
stacked
not?
Mine.
You have stacked it. I love... Honestly, I'm really... But what is it? Bohemian?
Yeah, obsessed. All right, okay. Last one. I promise. Lucas is looking at me like, shut the fuck up.
Lucas falls asleep in this section, let's be honest.
Lauren, these interested you as well. The Colgate Wisp.
Now that, if you are going on a night out...
Lads as well can put them in the pockets.
And you know that you ain't going home alone.
They're that big.
So they are. Tell us what they are.
So it's called Colgate Wisp Mini Brushes. And you buy them... I've bought a pack off Amazon.
Of course you have.
But good for... You know when you're out and about with the kids and they've eaten sweets and they need to brush their teeth?
No, I'd never do that.
Oh, I would.
You're not meant to, because I thought you brushed the sugar around.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dentist.
You're not meant
confirm.
To brush your teeth after, like, say, a Coca-Cola, because it pushes it around your enamel. I've been told this. Might not be true.
Sure.
We have dentists.
Mouthwash is okay, because it's got the thingy in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be talking shit, but I think I'm not.
Anyway, what we were thinking
yeah,
of
we weren't
is
thinking
if you're
going
to pull, or if you're going on some mad sesh for a few days, then you can put one of these Colgate Wisp mini toothbrushes in your pocket. And all you do is brush your teeth with it and throw it away.
So
and it's
like,
tiny.
You wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you think, first of all, you think, where am I?
My
and
mouth tastes of ass.
I've eaten shit. And you look up and you look at the ceiling and you think, I'm not at home. And you slowly roll over and you see the back of a man.
Yeah. Hopefully not hairy.
And you think, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then you think, on that breath. Thanks. And then you smell sex, so you run to the toilet because you know, and you have a
would,
toothbrush.
This is a question now. Would you use someone else's toothbrush? I 100% would. If I fucked them or...
If they didn't... Oh, you mean like a one-night stand's toothbrush?
Yeah.
Listen, in that point of desperation, I would use the toilet brush if I needed to brush my teeth. Like, If you've had a one night stand and you quite like the guy, the next morning I will brush my teeth with his mum's toothbrush. I don't give a fuck. I'm not waking up with smelly breath.
I'd put his nan's dentures in.
I would put his nan's dentures in if I needed to. Like, you know, you've got to do what you've got to. We know the time when I used the Ambipure. If anybody missed that episode many moons ago, I stunk of BO when I woke up one morning at somebody's house. I hadn't done it, but we'd been in bed. And
I've done something really fucking disgusting before.
Got an Ambipure and put the Ambipure on my armpits so I didn't smell. So,
have you ever, when you've been... Why the fuck do I do this to myself?
Yeah, I have to kind of around now you've started.
This can't be a social club. You've been at someone's house and you go for a win, there's no loo roll. Do you use the hand towel to wipe your fanny?
Yes, I have done that. I've wiped my fanny with the hand towel, absolutely. I've also used socks at times if I needed to use a sock.
A sock is better because at least someone's not going to wipe their face with a sock.
But think about it, you're transferring athlete's foot to your fanny. But yeah, I have done that. Absolutely. Athlete's fanny. Nobody wants athlete's fanny.
We've all done it.
We've all done that. So anyway, the toothbrush. You can go and brush your teeth, basically.
Yeah, go for fine. It.
Okay.
But get a Colgate with mini if possible.
If possible. And don't wipe your fanny with the Colgate. Right, girls and boys. So you might remember, I don't know if it was last episode, the one before, it all gets a bit confusing, but we had somebody that sent us in a slutty Susan, and basically she'd been sleeping with this guy and she'd ended up going on with his dad.
The 4 foot vest wearing dad.
He was a 4 foot vest wearer. And yeah, we were like, are you rustling sweets now?
I've got to eat a sweetie, one sec.
Okay, so this is what she said about it all. So she said that whilst shagging the dad and before and after, she kept quizzing him about the son, and he said, stop talking about him, you're with his father tonight. She said she was walking around naked. She was sick. She said she was wandering around the whole time with no clothes on. She said the sex is blurry, but he lost his erection. Bear in mind, he's mid to late 50s. He got frustrated and started shaking his penis, saying in a very strong Welsh accent. Now, what's Welsh?
We're yells.
Come on, for fuck's sake, man. No, that doesn't sound Welsh.
That was Jamaican.
So he was shaking the penis, saying, come on, for fuck's sake, because it wouldn't work.
That's like on the In-Betweeners. Why won't you work?
she said it was the complete opposite of his son, who was fit, and they had passionate, dirty sex. She said she sobered up around 5 a.m. and did the walk of shame home for 2 miles in his mate's hoodie. If that's not bad enough, she forgot her knickers. And they had to go back the next day to get them. And the dad greeted her, hello, princess.
I would have left the knickers.
I'd have left the knickers. And she has slept with the son since. She went back to the son after doing the dad. Love it. So that's a little bit of information. If anyone else has any dirty stories. And then we actually have a full-on slutty Susan. Do you want to read it?
Are we doing two today?
That was only a mini update. Oh, okay. I think so.
We actually have a full-on, new, fully-fledged, written-in slutty Sue.
Yeah, that was just an update.
And I think this is right up your street, Ashley.
Oh, pegging. Pegging. Oh, yay. Pegging. Did you see my eyes light up? Pegging.
Pegging. What do you want for Christmas, Peggy?
Peggy.
Peggy Eddie. Peggy Sue. Peggy Eddie. Oh, no.
For fuck's sake. Hi, Ashley, Lauren and Lukey. I have so many slutty Sues, you could make a full series out of them. But this is a story that I thought may interest Ashley. Just like Ashley, I've always wanted to peg someone. Girl, it is a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Everyone, like, I get Lucas. A few years ago, I was going to peg my friend with benefits as he loved to send me videos of him putting dildos up his bum, but we just never got round to it. Hmm. I can't decide if I found these videos a turn on or if I was just fascinated.
It's a fascination. It doesn't turn me on.
Yeah. Then I got into a relationship, so I stopped things with him. My boyfriend always wanted anal with me, and one night during sex, I said, you can do me if I can do you.
I think that's fantastic.
That's fair enough. And I'd be like, and you're going first.
Oh, tired now. Night.
Oh, that looked like it hurt. So he's fucking me up the arse. Oh, schoolboy, you should have got him to do it first. He's fucking me up the arse and I'm online trying to buy a strap-on. I texted him the next day at work saying, I've bought it. At this point, he backed out and he said he'd only agreed in the moment. But I told him,
a deal's a deal.
She drives a hard bloody bargain.
So he agreed. I'd be making him sign a contract. The next week, I pegged him for the first time and he really enjoyed it. When he was also close to coming, I pulled my dick. I love it how she calls it my dick. Out of him, sat on top of him and gave him the best 3 seconds of his life.
I've got a question, a logistical question. So she was putting the penis in and out of his bum hole.
Yeah.
Why was he close to coming?
Because he was probably wanking himself off.
Was he wanking as well?
You know you can come by getting...
No, I didn't know that.
So...
Yeah, well, you listen, twice, you're in it with us.
Twice in my life, mm-hmm. only twice, I've been biting the pillow.
Yeah.
And I have...
ejaculated.
Finished and not touched my penis.
So you can have an orgasm.
You can have a G-spot up your
just
bum.
Just from the bum.
There is nothing like it.
Really? Oh, I'm going to go home and get bummed.
That's that's like when, you know, like...
I thought they
lads
wanked
are like
at the same
really
time.
Like intrigued, and you just put a time, and they go and
straight away, all and flies like, out. I honestly thought that they had to wank at the same time as being receiving.
Well, mainly, but sometimes now and again. It is possible.
I saw. Wow. Sorry, I just banged. I saw a video.
Oh God!
And
how did you come across this video?
A girl had the peg.
She's doing a full on. You need to watch this on Patreon. There. Yeah.
And then she got the man to sit like that and she was going like that while wanking
him
off.
And
he was loving it.
He was on top of her. He was on top.
No, he was like lying down on the bed like that.
If you ever watch Patreon.
Yeah, you need to be on Patreon to see this shit.
Going like
and
that.
Wanking him as well.
Yeah.
Where was that?
I'll send me that.
One thing just to know
someone,
here.
My sister told me about.
I don't know how I got on it. But it was just online and it popped up.
It was really fascinating.
I bet it did the job.
It was narrated by David Attenborough.
On the last bit she said here is, I'm now 20 weeks pregnant, knowing our second child was conceived on the night I bummed my boyfriend. Because what she said is when he was going to come, she sat on it.
Just a little sideline. Do you know Stephen Hawking?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know the man that does all the space shit?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. And he talks on his computer.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, isn't he like the most like intelligent man or something? So, you know that Sprinkle Sprinkle lady that I love? She was like, did a video this weekend and it was like, girl, Stephen Hawking can't even move or talk and he cheated on his wife.
I love that.
Did you know that?
Did he cheat on his wife?
Cheated on his wife.
A man will cheat. They find a way. They fucking find.
That's right.
They could cheat in a coma.
Girl, if your man's going to cheat.
Yeah, if he can cheat, your man's going to cheat.
Literally.
I hear her.
Well,
he did die 5 years ago, so I would say it's unlikely he's doing now.
He's dead?
Yeah, he died in 2018.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't.
Do you remember Footballer's Wives when Frank was in the coma and the nurse shagged him?
No. I didn't watch it.
Footballer's Wives.
I didn't watch Footballer's Wives.
On
me.
That note.
Anyway, get in touch.
I shagged James in a coma. That's all.
Hello at nipped@pod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. That means voice notes too, which we will play out in future episodes. Don't worry if you want to be anonymous. We will never reveal who you are. No. Your secrets are safe with us.
We know who's been shagging the dads and we're not telling anyone.
Tell us your slutty sues for Halloween as well. We can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. Because imagine you were sleeping with the guy and the guy was dressed up as like a werewolf. You'd be shagging a werewolf. Like, there's going to be some good stories, I think.
Definitely. And the times when you've used hand towels to
wipe you.
Anyway.
Clitty litter.
Clitty litter out.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye.